Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
Once again, welcome to the revival that just won't
Scott, praise God, hallelujah. The Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God, headed up by the Holy Apostle, hallelujah, Elvin Curry, praise God, representing the West Coast, Long Beach, California, is most definitely, praise God, in the house, praise God. And I have no doubt, hallelujah, that the man of God, praise God, is going to come forth and bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We want to go, amen, to the throne of grace, praise God. This is the part, hallelujah, of our service where we when we come together and we give thanks unto the Lord for the things that he's done in our lives, praise God, hallelujah. We call it testimony service, praise God, hallelujah, where we come together and we brag on the things God has done in our lives, not on the things we have done, hallelujah, but on the things God has done, hallelujah, praise God. Now, God has made ways out of no ways, praise God, open doors that could not other been opened and left by him, praise God, hallelujah, healing, hallelujah, deliverance, breakthroughs, praise God, hallelujah, because somebody out there might be going through the same situation you already been through, hallelujah, and the enemy is telling them they ain't going to make it out, hallelujah, the enemy is telling them, hallelujah, this is a storm that they cannot weather, hallelujah, that's why they need your testimony, hallelujah, so they can know that somebody else has been through the same storm, hallelujah, they was able to make it out. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we go to the throne of grace, I want to go to Mark 11. Praise God. Mark 11. Hallelujah. Reading verses 23 and 24. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we go to the throne of grace, I want us to get this. Hallelujah. Amen. In our minds, praise God, in our souls, praise God, hallelujah. Where we go start at verse 22, it says, and Jesus answered, saying unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing, hallelujah, of his holy word on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. I want to look at, hallelujah, amen, praise God, what Jesus is saying in this particular scripture. Hallelujah, amen. He said, amen, at the end of verse 23, he says, hallelujah, amen, but he says, be thou removed. He says, he said, therefore I say to you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe, hallelujah, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of us are praying and asking God, why haven't I seen my breakthrough? Hallelujah. Why haven't I seen my miracle? Why haven't I received my healing? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I want to ask you one question tonight. When you prayed, did you believe, hallelujah, when you prayed, hallelujah, that he had already done what he said he was going to do, hallelujah, or did you pray and not believe that he had already done it? Hallelujah, praise God. See, the key, we always say, I got a healthy prayer life. I'm always praying. I'm always on the altar. I'm always on my knees. I'm always speaking in tongues. Praise God, hallelujah. And all that's great. All that's wonderful. All that's good. But you have to pray with expectation. Hallelujah, praise God. In other words, when you pray, you have to expect God has already done what you just asked him to do. Hallelujah, praise God. See, this is hard for us to do, praise God, hallelujah, because we go by what we see. If I don't see the healing, I don't believe I got it. If I don't see the money, I don't believe I got it. Hallelujah. If I don't see the breakthrough, I don't believe I got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Jesus is saying, when you ask me for it, believe that you have already received it. I use this comparison all the time. When you order something online, praise God, when you order it, hallelujah, you put your credit card number in and you press enter and it says the transaction is confirmed and it's done. Hallelujah. You own whatever you just ordered, but you haven't received it yet. Hallelujah. But it's on the way. And you know it's on the way. Watch this. You're not going to go back to Amazon and pay for it again. Praise God. Why? Because I have confidence that I've already paid for, hallelujah, amen, what I ought. But when we pray, we don't pray the same way. When we pray, we go back and we ask God for the same thing we've already asked God for. Hallelujah, praise God. Instead of thanking him, hallelujah, for answering the prayer. Hallelujah, praise God. But it's hard for us to thank God, hallelujah, because we haven't received what we have asked him for yet. But you got to believe it's already on the way. You got to believe it's already in the process of delivery. Just like that thing you ordered from Amazon. It ain't at your door yet, but you know it's yours. You done already told somebody, I done got me a new purse, child. Soon as my new purse comes, I'm wearing it to church on Sunday. But you ain't even got it yet, but you already bragging about it. You need to brag on the things you've asked God for in the same way. I have not received my healing yet, but it's on the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Next time I go to the doctor, amen, they're going to take me off that medication. Hallelujah. Praise God. Next time I go to work, they're going to give me a raise. Better yet, somebody's going to come into my job and offer me a better job than the job I already got. Hallelujah. Why? Because I already asked God for it. He's already heard my prayer, and I believe he's already answered. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to believe God has already answered it, or else you're just wasting your time and God's time. Hallelujah, praise God. You've got to believe tonight, hallelujah, that whatever ye so desire when ye pray, hallelujah, that God has already answered. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm reminded of the prophet Daniel, and then I'm going to open up the line. Remember, Daniel prayed for something. Hallelujah, praise God. And about 3 weeks later, the angel came and said, as soon as you prayed for it, the Lord sent me. In other words, as soon as you prayed, God answered your prayer. It was already on the way. Hallelujah. I just got held up in traffic. Hallelujah, praise God. Some things try to block your blessing, but once you've already put in your request, once you've already confirmed your prayer, hallelujah, it ain't no stopping God from delivering, hallelujah, amen, whatsoever ye desire, if you believe. So tonight when you come to the throne of grace, if you got a prayer request, hallelujah, pray with expectation, pray. Hallelujah, believing God has heard your prayer. Otherwise, hallelujah, amen. I'm not going to say that, praise God, hallelujah, but pray with expectation. Hallelujah. Otherwise, don't pray at all. If you're going to pray about it, don't worry about it. If you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it. Hallelujah. The floor is open. If you have a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah, now would be the time. Will there be one? Hallelujah, on tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, I thank the Lord for being here today, for having my health and my strength, for having my family around me. And it's kind of hard because being with my family is like we had to lose somebody precious for us to see each other. And I just thank God for that. Just to see my family again. That meant a lot to me.
Amen. Amen. Sister Teresa, we thank God for you. We thank God that God bless you with an opportunity to commune with your family members again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like you say, it's sad. Hallelujah. That it had to be at a funeral. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that, I hate to say it, but that just seems the way life goes. We don't get together until somebody dies. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to take these opportunities, amen, to commune with each other while we all still here. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell people all the time, don't come to my funeral with a whole list of all the good things I did that you never told me. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. That you never told me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tell me why I'm here. Hallelujah. They got that song up there, that old school song. Give me my flowers while I'm here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank Sister Teresa for that testimony on. Amen. A blessing of just to be able to, hallelujah, be with your family members. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony on today? Praise God. Hallelujah.
I want to thank the Lord for blessing me and my family. And I thank the Lord for keeping me, building his fence around me and protecting me throughout this day. I thank the Lord for going up and down the dangerous highways with me and my family. I just thank the Lord for everybody. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for you all tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another testimony on tonight on the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies tonight on the goodness of the Lord? We got time for one more. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise God. It's Sister Virgie. I am Teresa's aunt. And like she said, took, you know, something precious to that God had called home for us to get together. But it's okay. God knows just what we need, you know. I kind of want to hit a little bit of this song. And it's called, I've Been in the Storm Too Long. I've been in the storm too long. I'm not singing it, but I'm just talking it out because right now I'm going through a storm. Right now there's a storm here in Fordyce. It was a storm that started off early this morning. I've been in the storm for two, going on 3 months. Hallelujah. But I'm not in the storm by myself. I'm not in control of the storm, and I know who is. And I thank my Heavenly Father because even in this storm, I still can praise God. I still trust the Lord. I'm still waiting on God to fix it. Hallelujah. And I know that he got my back. I know that I had to put it in his hand, and that's what I've done. And I thank God for the storm because I know when he brings me out, it's going to be even better. Hallelujah. Sometimes I know he takes us through the storm so that we can, you know, to straighten up some things.
Apostle Elden A. Curry out of Long Beach, California. Praise the Lord. Thanks, everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, sometimes
yes,
he takes
Lord.
Us through the storm so that we can straighten our stuff up and see where we're going. Hallelujah.
Come on.
And I've been talking about patience, you know, and I just have to have that. And so I'm trusting God. I just love the Lord, and I believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Like I said, I've been in the storm, and I stay too long, but God is in control. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I just thank and praise God for who he is and praying to him and keeping my mind stayed upon him. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and saved me. In the 70s,
amen.
I backslid, got out there in that world, and came back into the fold in 2003, and God has been keeping me ever since. What a mighty God I serve. What a mighty God
amen.
We serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I just thank you, praise God, for who he is. He's just wonderful. He's magnificent. He's awesome. What an awesome, mighty God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. You all continue to keep me up in your prayers as I keep you all in prayer. But I just have to give it to God. I just had to put it in his hand and leave it there like you were saying, Pastor Andre. We have to give it to God and know that he's handling it. And I have to know that. So for an assurity, I trust God. And I thank him once again for waking me up this morning, starting me off on a brand new day. Woke me up with my mind on him.
Amen.
And so you all, let's continue to pray and keep one another up in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that testimony on the day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be going through it. See, the thing is, we go through a storm. Hallelujah. We don't get stuck in it. We go through it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe I heard one more. I think I heard Mother Alberta. Praise God. You there, Mother Alberta?
Praise God.
Praise God.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I thank you.
Amen, Mother. Amen. Glory to God.
Being on the line tonight, and I thank him for what he's doing in my life. I just thank God he brought me from a long way. And we is going through a storm, but we're going to have to trust in God, and trust in God that he's going to bring us out.
Yeah.
Thank God for the favor and blessing and increase on all of our life. I ask you all to pray for me and also pray for my daughter, my son Michael. Pray for my grandson, Darion. Pray for where he's at and pray for my family members and friends. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, Mother Alberta, praise God. We thank God for you all tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who has called in and who has tuned in, praise God. We will open up testimony service again after the word of God is going forth, praise God. Hallelujah. We want to remind everybody, please hold all your comments until after the word of God is going forth, and then we will open up the floor once again. Hallelujah for testimonies, prayer requests, and comments on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have heard all your testimonies that have gone up before your throne on today. Hallelujah. Praising you for being the good God that you are. Hallelujah. You have also heard your prayer requests on today. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray with expectation on today. We pray and we expect you to do exactly what you said you would do in your word. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you on today. We praise you on today. We magnify you on today. Lord, we thank you on today. Hallelujah. Lord, we just lift your name up high and holy.
Lord,
we ask that you touch the man of God on tonight. Anoint him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Strengthen him as he preaches your word and pour out his virtue onto your people, Lord. And we thank you in advance, hallelujah, for the revelation knowledge that you are about to bestow on your people on tonight. Hallelujah. And we pray all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word on tonight?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Said, are you ready for the word on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We are getting ready to break the bread of life. Hallelujah. Amen. And coming forth to break that bread with us. Amen. Representing, hallelujah, the committed Jewish worldwide, international worldwide fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Based out of Long Beach, California, the West Coast is most definitely representing in the house tonight. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other, hallelujah, than your very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Now give the Lord a hand praise for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, come on in with your hands. Come on and give God a praise. Come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. And then whom he has redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Come on, give your God a shout. Come on, give your God a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he's been good to you, come on and praise him. Hallelujah. If he woke you up this morning, come on and praise him. If he gave
Thank
you the
Lord.
Use of your limbs, come on and praise him.
Thank you.
Because
I didn't have to
Hallelujah.
Make you
know. I mean, oh, God is good anyhow. Hallelujah. No matter what we go through, no matter how things of life may come at us, amen, one thing that never changes is the goodness of God. It's the greatness of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In the time of trouble, somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We definitely give God the praise today, man. We give him all the glory. Somebody say all the glory.
All the glory.
All the glory.
It belongs to God.
All the glory.
Amen. Amen.
It belongs to God.
Do you know that as long as we give all... As long as we give God all the glory, that he's going to give us the victory. Come on here, somebody. Amen. As long as we continue
Amen.
To give God all the glory, he's going to give us the victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody is worthy but him. Amen. Nobody deserves the praise but him. Nobody deserves the accolades but him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Come on here, somebody. Take it in so he was on my side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I was able to make it through. He was on my side. Hallelujah. I wouldn't have came out if he wasn't on my side.
On my side. Yeah.
I'm thankful tonight.
Hallelujah.
That because he was on my side, amen, I'm able to stand right now today and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, the only reason why we're standing right now today is because the Lord was on our side. Hallelujah. And he's still on our side. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor.
Amen. Amen.
He's
Amen.
Still on my side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody bless him. Somebody give him praise. Hallelujah. He's still on my side. Glory to God. Somebody give God the glory. He's still on my side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right here, y'all. Hallelujah. I can't just leave out of here just yet. He said he ain't finished. He's still on our side. Amen. Somebody got something to boast about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because so many people was waiting on you to fall, and you still standing because the Lord is on your side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Tell somebody right quick, say, neighbor.
Neighbor,
I can't fall.
I can't fall.
Because the Lord is on my side.
The Lord is on my side.
Come on and clap your hands and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Everybody is there waiting on you to fall, neighbor. They're waiting in vain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They can start waiting. Glory to God, because it ain't gonna happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the Lord said, "If I be for you, hallelujah. Who can be against you? Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah. So if they're against you, they might well turn around and be for you. Because let me tell you something: if you can't beat them, you might as well join them. And God says that no weapon formed against us. Hallelujah. That's why, thank you, Billy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's why God said, I'm going to make your enemies your footstool, because they're going to realize, I can't beat them, glory to God. I've been trying, glory to God. Nothing I'm doing is working, glory to God. Look like the more I try, the more they get blessed, glory to God. So I made it worth joining them, hallelujah, to find out what they're doing, glory to God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody give God a praise, hallelujah. Somebody give him the glory.
He got my
back. God got something special for us tonight, beloved. God got something special for us tonight. I want you to go right quickly while the anointing of God is flowing and the Holy Spirit of God, hallelujah, is having his way tonight. Come with me to Matthew chapter 8. We're going to begin at verse 23. Matthew chapter 8. Beginning with verse 23. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're going to begin at verse 23.
Okay.
Yeah. You get that shout, hallelujah.
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 Woo, child of God, let me tell y'all tonight, God finna bless us with something so awesome. This gonna change your life tonight, hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you ain't gonna be the same after tonight, glory to God, hallelujah. You ain't gonna look at a storm the same energy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm sorry, y'all. Hallelujah. I ain't sorry. Hallelujah. I'm on one right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm. That was
Matthew chapter 8, verse 23.
Thank you.
Is everybody there?
Praise God. Yeah.
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. Verse 24, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Verse 25, and his disciples came to him, and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful? O ye of little faith. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea. And there was a great calm.
Oh, my goodness.
And the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Galileans, there met two possessed with devils. But we're not going to cover that right now. I want to talk about what he did in the storm. Now, let's go back up to verse 23.
Okay.
It says, and when he had entered into the ship, his disciples followed him. So, he goes into the ship, and the disciples go behind it. The minute they follow him, it says, and behold, there arose a great in the sea.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you what the Lord said to me about the storm.
Right.
He said, storms come because there is a turbulence in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Turbulence means that something came and disrupted the peace that was in the atmosphere. The storm came because the enemy sent something to disrupt the atmosphere. Hallelujah. But notice it came right after they followed him into the ship. How many know that the enemy is your man when we decide to follow Yahshua?
Come on,
bitch. Amen. Right. When you decide that you're going to follow him, then here come a storm out of nowhere. Come on here, somebody. It came suddenly, glory to God. It wasn't a storm you was aware of, and then you didn't have no kind of news card, no kind of news flash or nothing. Just out of the blue, here come a storm because you decided to follow Yahshua.
Yeah, that's true. Hallelujah, God.
But notice in the text that Yahshua was never moved by the storm. Now, let's see what it says in the King James. In verse 24, it says, suddenly a furious storm. A furious storm. This storm was an out-of-control storm because the enemy was mad because they decided to follow Yahshua. Came upon the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know them some mean waves when they sweeping over the boat? Hallelujah. That means that the boat was rocking. Hallelujah. That the waters it was coming over inside the boat. Glory to God. And while all this was going on, he says, but Jesus was sleeping. Come on. Let me tell you what the Lord said to me, glory to God, when he was talking to me about this text. Okay. I said, now, Lord, you sleeping. The storm is going on. Everything is raging, but you sleeping. And here's what the Lord said to me. He said, I was sleeping because I was sleeping in my peace. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah.
He was resting in his peace. Come on here, somebody. He didn't allow what the devil was doing to interrupt his peace. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
And God is saying, just because the devil acted crazy, don't allow him to disrupt your peace.
Whew. Hallelujah.
Let him act a fool. Let him act crazy, but don't let him disrupt your peace. Hallelujah. So Yahshua said, you need to learn how to sleep in the midst of a storm. Hey, hallelujah.
Come on,
Yahshua, you know what the Holy Ghost said in the night? Yeah. He said, you need to learn how to sleep in the midst of a storm. Come on, hear somebody.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
The storm was going on, but the master was sleeping. Come on, hear somebody. Then it says in verse 25, the disciples went and awoke him. They awoke him out of his peace. Hallelujah, glory to God. Saying, Lord, save us. We going to drown, glory to God. Save us, Lord. Glory. They got all into the storm. They forgot who they had on the boat with them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They got all into the storm, and they forgot who was on the boat with them. And because they was caught them into the storm, they said, Lord, wake up. We getting ready to drown. You mean to tell me, glory to God, that something going to happen with your master, with your shore on the ship? I don't think so. Hallelujah. They forgot that it's impossible to drown if you got the Lord on your ship.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I wish somebody catch that tonight. Your ship ain't going to drown because you got your shore on the ship with you. Come on here, somebody. Give your God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God said, stop looking at the storm and realize that I'm on the boat with you. Glory to God. What's going to be able to overtake you if I'm on the boat with you? Glory to God. He's sleeping. Hallelujah. He ain't worried about nothing. Hallelujah. But the disciples can't see it Why? Because they caught up into the storm. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Glory to God. And they don't realize that the Lord is on board. Tell somebody, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
The Lord is on board your ship. So why are you stressing over the storm? Hallelujah. He's gonna make it cool. Y'all have a hand in your shit. God is saying realize. Hallelujah.
Yeah, so.
If I'm on this ship with you, how is the storm gonna be able to overtake you? Come on here, somebody. Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus, I hear your tongue. I can understand.
And then he said, over in verse 26, he replied,
what I'm saying is, there's a storm.
You of little faith. Excuse me, darling. I'm talking right now. The Holy Spirit of God is speaking right now. Say that for afterwards. He began to comment about their faith.
Hello.
He said, you of little faith.
Yeah.
Where is your confidence? Who are you trusting in right now? Where did your faith go because of the storm? Did you lose confidence in me because of the storm you saw? You mean to tell me the storm became bigger than me? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You forgot that I'm in control?
Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Then he says, why are you so afraid? Hallelujah. Why are you so afraid? What did we talk about fear? You only fear what you don't know. They begin to fear because they lost sight of who they know and who's on the ship with them. Come on here, somebody. Then he got up and rebuked the wind, hallelujah, and the waves. And it was a complete calm. The Lord began to talk to me in the text, y'all. He said, notice, I never spoke to the storm. I spoke to the peace. He said, you got to realize, you don't speak to the storm, you speak to the peace. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because when the enemy comes, what do he come to do. He come to disrupt the word. Peace, hallelujah. Because he don't want us to have no what? Peace, glory to God. And so you got to realize that God is the God of what? Peace. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father God, we got to learn how not to keep speaking to storms and start speaking to the peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your great name. Whatever you got around you that the enemy is trying to use to make noise, whether it's a situation, whether it's a condition, whatever it is, God said, begin to speak to the peace. When you speak to the peace, it's going to bring peace to whatever it is that's around you that's making noise. Come on here, somebody. Right now, I want you to just say to your situation, peace.
Peace.
Be still.
Be still.
Peace.
Yeah.
Speak that to your situation. Peace. Be still.
Be still.
Peace. Be still.
Speak that to your condition. Peace. Be still. How do you know about Sunday?
Yes, Lord.
Speak that over your children. Peace. Be still. Mm-hmm. Come on here, somebody.
Be still.
Whatever your situation is, God says, speak to it. Peace. Be still. Mm-hmm. And it's going to obey you. Come on and give God a praise.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And the Bible says when he spoke to the peace, everything became what? Calm.
Mm-hmm.
When you speak to the peace concerning your situation, hallelujah. God told me, he said, the reason why I spoke to the peace is because I'm the prince of peace. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And the same Prince of Peace you have inside of you, come on here, somebody, that you can speak to your storm and tell it to be still. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying, beloved, it's time for us to speak to the peace. And tell our peace what? To be still. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Peace,
peace. Why do he say over in Psalm 46, be still and know? Come on. He's speaking to the peace in us. Be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Why do he say that? Because he's speaking to the peace that is within us. Come on here, somebody. He says, be still and know. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I feel you. Hallelujah. God is saying, you have the power to speak to the peace and watch the storm obey you. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Come on and give God a praise, beloved.
Hallelujah.
You're getting ready to see the peace of God overtake you. Come on, beloved. Hallelujah. You're getting ready to see God bring peace to your situation, peace to your condition, peace to your family, peace to all of those who are trying to be at war with you. Peace, I don't know more cool. Y'all not my son, though.
Thank
be
you,
still, don't go cool. Y'all not my son, though.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And the Bible says there was a what? Great calm.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
He rebuked the winds, hallelujah, and the waves.
Yes, Lord.
And then it says in verse 27, the men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Come on here, somebody.
Okay.
You mean to tell me that you on board the ship with the Messiah and you don't know what kind of man you on the ship with? You on the ship with a man you don't know?
Thank you, Jesus.
The storm made them forget who he was. Please stay with me, beloved. The storm made them forget who he was.
Mm-hmm.
They forgot that he had the authority to rebuke the storm.
Yeah.
So they start asking questions. What kind of man is this? This ain't a normal man. This ain't a regular man. Come on here, somebody. This ain't an ordinary man. Hallelujah.
And
God said, watch what they're going to start saying about you. If they say it about me, watch what they're going to start saying about you. What kind of man is this that he can talk to the weather and the weather obey him? What kind of woman is this that she can speak to the weather and the weather obey her?
You better pray.
Oh, y'all hear me tonight. Hallelujah. God is saying when you begin to walk in your God authority, they're going to begin to question who you are. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise.
Glory.
Yes, God.
Because ordinary people can't do this. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But when you realize you got the Prince of Peace on the inside of you, and that you have the power to speak to a situation through the peace of God, it says, peace, be still. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I hear you, God. I hear you, Lord.
And how many know that when you speak to it, it's going to stop moving? Hallelujah! Glory to God. Why? Because everything has to bow to the feet of Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that he is what? Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
They forgot that he is Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And when they forgot that he is Lord, glory to God, fear gripped them. Come on here, somebody. Because you only fear what you don't know. And so they began to ask, what kind of man is this? They didn't know what kind of man he was. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God had to show them what kind of man he was. I'm the kind of man that when I call for peace, everything will stop. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Beloved, let me tell you something. Stop speaking to the storm and speak to the peace.
Yeah.
Because it's the peace that needs to be still. Come on here, somebody. Somebody caught it. See, God has said the peace in him spoke out. Peace. Be still. Because how many know peace control everything? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the storm heard the voice, they knew who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was calm. And then the men were amazed. And as what kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
What are you saying tonight, Apostle? God is saying the
wind
and the waves are getting ready to obey you. You just need to speak to the peace.
Mm-hmm.
And tell it to be still.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise right now.
Hallelujah.
Praise him.
Glory, hallelujah.
In you right now that you're speaking to the
peace
and say, be still.
Jesus, hallelujah, Father.
Every situation, every condition, everything around you has a peace. So God says, speak to the peace in it. Not to the confusion that's in it, but speak to the peace that's in it. It says, peace, be still.
Peace.
And it has to obey.
Yes, God.
The God in us. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Come here.
Yes. Thank
you. As you say, peace, be still, I see God releasing peace to your situation. Amen.
Yes.
Everywhere where the enemy is trying to roar, God right now is sending peace. Peace.
Peace. I don't know what could that about Sunday.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Peace. Aloha. Hallelujah. Peace. Peace. Be still.
Be still.
Oh.
Be calm. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. I just hear somebody say it right now, Apostle, you don't know what I'm thinking. Peace. Be still.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Be still.
Oh, glory be to God.
Peace. You know how my children is getting out of control. Peace. Be still. Hallelujah. Sando. Be calm, be still, Obo Sande.
Hallelujah.
I got enemies fighting me all around.
Situation.
Peace.
Yeah.
Be still. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory be
to God.
Thank you, Lord. He said, did you forget what he told us in John? He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives it. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has given us peace. That surpasses all understanding.
Yeah.
Oh, God, kiss this. In the Holy Ghost, somebody, God is not giving you a peace that go beyond your understanding. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
What are you saying, Apostle? You can't figure this out in your mental, intellectual concept of what you think that your brain can be able to comprehend. God is not giving you a peace beyond your comprehension.
Yes.
You don't even know why you got peace. Everybody around you is panicking, but you got peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is saying sleep in that peace. Hallelujah. Hey, rest in that peace. Look, he was sleeping on the ship.
Yes, he was.
They had to come and wake him up. Like, he didn't know what was going on. He was watching in his spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
His spirit was woke.
His body might have been asleep, but you know, the Bible said he was sleeping.
He
never sleeps. He didn't keep it in when he was slumbering or asleep. So he was never asleep. Only his body was asleep. Come on here. He was watching to see what they was going to do in the eye of the storm. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
Thank
Come
you.
On.
And they got so afraid because they got all in their flesh. Come on. Come on, Lord. Save us. We're going to drown, Lord. And then something's going to happen. We're going to die. Hallelujah. Why? Because they forgot who was on board their ship. Come on here, somebody. And the Lord said, oh, ye of little faith.
Yeah.
Then he asked, where is your faith? Where is your confidence? Hallelujah. You lost confidence in me. So you woke me up over a storm you could have rebuked had you been in the spirit and recognized who you had on the ship with you.
Yes, Lord.
God is saying, I'm in you. We got the Holy Ghost, y'all. You mean to tell me we can't speak to a storm? We can't speak to the peace and say, peace, be still? That's all he going to do. When we go to him, he speaks to peace and says, peace, be still. And then he looked at us like, you couldn't do that? We let the size of the storm overwhelm us. We let how the enemy hunting and puffing and ranting and raving get in the way of how big our God is. Child of God, speak to the peace and know that it's already done. Come on and clap your hands and give God a praise. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and give your God a praise.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God.
He done said peace to your situation.
Mm-hmm.
You spoke to peace, and God is saying, I'm going to show you the power your words got. Hallelujah. Oh, God, speak, Holy Ghost, speak.
Mm-hmm.
God says, I'm showing you, you got the same power that I've got to speak to us. Mm. Hey, Sando, Roboko, Yaraba, Sando. God is getting ready to show us that we got the same authority, hallelujah, that he got. Hallelujah, Sando, Roboko, Yaraba. That's why they're going to be asking, what better man is you? What better woman is you that you can speak to us the peace in a storm and it obey you? Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ooh, God, I feel you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody need to give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God is overturning situations right now. Peace is coming to your household. Peace is coming to your situation. Peace is coming to your condition. Peace.
Peace. Yeah.
Ooh, somebody, God finna make your enemies be at peace with you.
I want to know how you got. Thank you.
Hey, for somebody, God, you ready to make your enemies be at peace. Hey, glory to God. God was just waiting on you to speak the word, peace be still.
Yes, Lord.
And for somebody, God is speaking to the peace in you. Because somebody been in an uproar, and God is saying, peace, be still. See, you can't speak to the situation to be still until you first allow God to speak to the peace in you so you can be still. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There's a storm in you, and God is saying, peace, be still. Stop being shaken. Hallelujah. Stop being angry. Stop being mad. Stop being frantic. Peace, be still. Be still in your spirit. Be still in your mind. Be still in your heart. Be still. And know that I am God. Who is the Holy Ghost talking to tonight?
Hallelujah.
I feel it right now. He's rocking somebody. He said, be still. Don't worry about the storm. I'm in control of the storm. I'm talking to you. Be still. Peace. I speak the shalom. Peace of God. All over you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I pray that the shalom peace of God overtake you under the bandor obosha. Mind, body, and spirit obosha. Hallelujah. Be still. Mm.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let him wrap his arms around
you. Hallelujah.
Peace. Be still. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Somebody lift your hands and begin to worship him right now. Begin to love on him right now. Hallelujah. And thank him for his peace. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, God.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. Hallelujah.
Somebody been waiting on this word. Somebody been waiting on God to speak this word. Until they like peace. Be still. Somebody tonight, God said, they tried to label you as a problem child. You wasn't a problem child. They just weren't able to speak to the peace in me. But God tonight is giving you peace. Peace. That surpasses all understanding tonight. It's upon you.
Thank you,
oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. You, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Why, your situation ain't going to be the same after tonight. Hey, peace. Be still, Honda Double Cool, Yara. Your condition. Somebody right now, hallelujah. God is making the enemy shut up because you just spoke peace. Be still. Come on, give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hey, Shandoro, give your God a shout about God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Ah, Yeshua, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. How many of you feel the peace of God right now?
Amen, amen.
How many of you are feeling God's peace on you right now?
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you see the storm different now? Hey, Shandorobusa. How many know that it ain't no storm no more? Hey, God, how everything is calm now. Why? Because of the peace. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank God for his anointing right now. Somebody thank him for his anointing right now. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise for his anointing right now. Thank him for his word right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the midst of a storm. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. In the midst of a storm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. We'll lift those hands and love on him right now. Hallelujah! I feel the Spirit of God. I feel the Holy Spirit of God. I feel the Holy Ghost of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Glory to God. I Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are there any questions right now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can anybody feel how calm it is right now in the atmosphere? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that word.
That's why the anointing of God is flowing so beautifully. Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Thank you for the peace, Lord. Thank you for the peace, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah. Despite the situation,
yes,
hallelujah. Despite the people,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Despite the storm,
hey,
Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for the peace, despite the finances, hallelujah.
Hey.
Despite the haters, Lord. Thank you for the peace, hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the peace that surpasses
yes,
all. Hallelujah, understand.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Even my own
yes,
understand. Hallelujah. Elder, how can you be at peace?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yes. Hallelujah. I can't figure it out.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But I thank God.
Yes.
My God.
Glory to God.
My God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say the peace. The peace. Hallelujah.
The peace.
Hallelujah. I thank God for the peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The peace.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We thank you today. We praise you for it. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you today for your
peace.
For your message. Lord, we thank you for the man of God who sent with that message. Lord, continue to bless him from the Father. Touch his children, Lord. Touch his children's children. And touch his children's children's children. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Strengthen him tonight, Lord. Strengthen him, hallelujah, to go through his everyday battles. Hallelujah. Strengthen him right now in his mind, body, and soul. And we thank you right now, Lord, for leading him and guiding him. Hallelujah. For molding him and shaping him. We praise you for it right now.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank
praise
God.
God. And amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to give God some praise for that word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody was going through something, but God sent a message that I'm going to send my peace. Oh, hallelujah. And all you got to do is speak to it.
Hallelujah.
All you got to do is speak to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What did the scripture say? Hallelujah. Whatever ye so desire when you pray. If you desire peace, hallelujah, speak to it and say peace. Ooh, oh, hallelujah.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do we have a testimony on that word on tonight? Hallelujah. Do we have a prayer request on tonight?
Oh, I'm speaking up. I'm speaking up pretty quick here. Hallelujah. I thank God for that word. That the word was tailor-made just for me. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Because I know what I've been feeling.
Yes, Lord.
what I've been going through. And I tell you, I just feel a sense of peace. How about how you?
Hey! God, oh boy, go yada ba sando.
I'm just at peace with myself right now. Hallelujah. Peace, be still with
thank
an awful
you.
Word. Thank you, man of God, for letting the Lord use you. It was tailor-made
amen.
Just for me. I mean, it's fitting just fine.
Hallelujah.
It fits me just fine. Hallelujah. And I feel peace in
yes,
my
Lord.
Soul right about now.
Hey,
thank
God.
Thank
hallelujah.
God. Is God just speaking to me? And I just heard him talking because, of course, you know, peace, I just have to say it. I just have to say peace, be still, and I feel thank you once again, Apostle Curry, for letting God use you. Amen.
Bless you, woman of God. Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have another testimony. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I have a testimony, Brother Andre. This is Sister Jackie.
Amen.
That word was right on time. Because I had been going through stuff with my granddaughter. And the enemy was attacking my body. And I just thank God for the apostle to bring me into life. But I think that word was all of
us. Hallelujah.
That word, that gave me so much peace. And I just thank God for the apostle.
Hallelujah.
God, give the word right on time.
Hallelujah.
I pray, God, keep on blessing him. And keep on giving him the anointed word. Keep on anointing his tongue, his voice, and his mind and his body.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
I just ask you, God, to keep praying for my sister, the Lord, and pray for my family. As I pray for you, God, God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Jackie on tonight and that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you know you got peace right now? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fight was gone.
Hallelujah.
You got peace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Go ahead, sister.
It's just from Louisiana.
Amen.
It started early morning at 4 o'clock this morning when I had to leave out to go to the doctor. It was like that. My spirit was resting. Like I couldn't rest. I couldn't get a breakthrough. And then even when I came home, I wound up, I had 235 letters came through the mail that I got a kid did and did that. It's just so much. And then I seen a man hit a car and took off and kill the people on the bridge. It's like that my spirit is here resting. And after I sit up underneath the word tonight, it's like it give me that peace. That about it all. It's like, it just like made my spirit rest. You know, it's like,
yeah,
I'm they doing, and I couldn't get that spirit to me. But after I stayed up underneath the word, it like that it gives me that peace. Like when you're a baby and you lay in your mom or your dad's home and you get that peace.
Yeah,
come on, mother, come on.
It's like that is a feeling you can't really explain to people. It's like,
hey!
No matter what you're going through, you still feel that peace around you, like you're protected, you know?
Hallelujah.
And I feel like I'm protected right now, even though all I'm going through is like
thank
something
you.
Came over me. You know, it's like I can't really explain it. It's like even though that I get but it's like
yes,
something is, for me, just give me that assurance that it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
I thank God for the word tonight. You know, Pastor Corey, it might seem like we're not listening and not paying attention and stuff like that, but the word is really working. You know, it's really coming to
yes.
pass. And I thank God
you know. Nobody knew it all, but I was doing it. And then you could come, be still, you know. That's in you, you know.
Yes, Lord.
Peace.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory
to
God. Bless you, Mother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of you know the word is always on time? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, it is.
The word is always on time. See, God knows what you're going through. Hallelujah. Well, Elder, how do you know God know what I'm going through? Because God looked down, hallelujah, at Cain and asked Cain a question. He says, why has your countenance fucked? In other words, what's wrong with you? Why are you walking around, hallelujah, looking all sad? Hallelujah, amen. God sees our condition. Praise God, hallelujah. So he sent that word tonight, hallelujah, to tell you to tell your situation peace. Hallelujah. Be still. My God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to believe it on the night. We got to believe that word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You got to believe the instruction of the Lord. The Lord told them, let's go to the other side.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody.
And then he went to sleep. Hallelujah, praise God. Meaning, what I'm trying to say, hallelujah, if God told you something's going to come to pass, don't worry about the storms that come while you're on your way. Hallelujah, praise God. Don't worry about the things that are coming up against you while you're on the way. Hallelujah, praise God. Because God say you're going to make it through the storm. Hallelujah, amen. I wouldn't tell you to go to the other side if we wasn't going to make it to the other side. Hallelujah, praise God.
Come on,
my God, somebody. Hallelujah. Ooh, do we have another testimony on tonight?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Do we have another testimony? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. How many of you have that peace tonight? Hallelujah. How many of you have a peace that surpasses all understanding? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, that's how it start off. It start off with that peace. People going to want to know, how can you be going through what we going through and you not feeling the way we feel it. Hallelujah. You not upset. You not sad. You not worried about it. Because I got the peace of God. Hallelujah. I know that all things are working together for my good. Even if it don't feel good, it's working together for my good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're talking about that peace tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me, they said, you have congested heart failure. Hallelujah. Praise God. And my ex-wife, I was talking to my ex-wife. She said, well, what they going to do? Hallelujah. I said, I don't know what they going to do. Hallelujah. But I done already did what I done did. I done put it on my altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about it because I can't. Watch this. How many of you know you can't die until your destiny is fulfilled? Hallelujah. Somebody out there worried about some doctor's report, what the doctor said. I ain't worried about what the doctor said. If God can send a line, if God can tell the man of God, hallelujah, Isaiah, if he can tell Isaiah to turn back around, hallelujah, praise God, he can tell the doctor to turn back around. Hallelujah, praise God.
That's right.
My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody got to have some peace tonight. I don't care what the bill. I know the bill due tomorrow. I don't know what I'm talking to. Hallelujah. But I know the bill due tomorrow. Praise God. Don't worry about it. He said don't even worry about tomorrow.
Amen.
He said don't even give it no thought. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's how you got to have that peace. I ain't even worried about it. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on the night.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Bringing forth that dynamic word. Hallelujah. Peace. Hallelujah. Be still. Some of y'all need to go to work tomorrow. When you go to work tomorrow, just walk in the door and say, peace. Be still. Hallelujah. Praise God. They're doing it today. I double got. Look, they got all these internet challenges. Hallelujah. I'm going to start the peace be still challenge. Y'all gonna have to excuse me. I'm gonna start the peace be still challenge. I dare to walk up in your job tomorrow. Hallelujah. And as soon as you walk through the door, I dare you to holler, peace be still. How y'all doing this morning?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, they might say, well, ain't nothing even popped out yet. Well, before it pop out, hallelujah, praise God. Before any drama gets started, hallelujah, before the storm gets started, I'm going to stop it at the root. I'm going to tell it to be still before it gets started. Hallelujah. My God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, hallelujah. Somebody ought to thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why you shouldn't miss a night. Hallelujah. Every night we on, you need to be on here. Because you don't never know what the man of God is going to talk about. You don't never know where the Spirit is going to come.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Somebody probably ain't called. Somebody, he probably talking about sowing again. I don't want to hear about sowing again. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you missed out on your feet. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I didn't say that. Good. Hallelujah. You done missed out on your feet.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Because you thought you knew, hallelujah, what the Lord was going to talk about tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank God for his boldness in the word to do whatever the Lord tell him to preach, he's going to preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we thank God for that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah,
I call it that medicine. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back over to the man of God, but I call it that medicine. Y'all know that medicine? Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, when you was a kid. And you didn't want to take it because it was bitter. Hallelujah, praise God. It didn't taste
Come
good
on.
To you. Hallelujah, amen. But the thing is, if your mama was to water it down, hallelujah, amen, it wouldn't have the same effect. Hallelujah, that it would have. Praise God, hallelujah. And what they're doing in the church. Can I talk about the church just for a second? Y'all that go to church, I'm sorry. But what they're doing
in
the church,
go ahead, man of God.
Is they watering down the word. Hallelujah, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
They're just watering it down, hallelujah, and you ain't getting a full effect. Hallelujah, because I don't want to run my members out. Hallelujah, praise God, because, you know, Brother John taught good, and even though he married to Sister Johnson, hallelujah, he's still sleeping with Sister Jackson, praise God. But I'm not going to talk about adultery because he fasts 200 every 2 weeks. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm not gonna talk about homosexuality, hallelujah, because my organ player is the best organ player in town, hallelujah, and I can't get a better organ player than he is, hallelujah, praise God. So I'm not gonna talk about homosexuality, hallelujah. I'm not gonna talk about fathers, hallelujah, praise God. Because I don't want to run my people off. Hallelujah. But the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Amen. And God says, speak what I tell you to speak. Hallelujah. I don't care how they feel about it. I don't care how you feel about it. You better preach what I told you to preach. Lord, have mercy. Let me stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle has started something. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Before I pass it back over to the man of God tonight, I do want to remind everybody that hasn't planted their seed to plant their seed. Hallelujah. Oh, you thought you was going to get away? No, we weren't going to get away from that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you haven't planted your seed, hallelujah, get your seed in the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
man. You don't go try to draw out the bank if you ain't got no money in there. Okay, I ain't gonna go there. Praise God.
Come
hallelujah.
On.
My God.
Come
hallelujah. Get your seed in the ground. Hallelujah. And stop holding God back. God wanna bless you. Hallelujah.
Hey,
but he ain't need you to plant your seed. Hallelujah. Put the pride in God of being
come
the
here,
God
somebody.
That he is. Put the pride in God of opening up those windows for heaven. Hallelujah. You got a lock on the window. On the outside. See, God is on the inside.
Come on.
You the one got the lock on the outside of the door. You got to take the lock out. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he can open up those windows of heaven.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You won't have room enough to receive it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to be a blessing to somebody. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to sow a seed. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know about y'all, but I want to be able to pull my car over and say, excuse me, sister. The Lord told me you need about $150. Here you go. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. The Lord told me you need $1,000. Matter of fact, the Lord told me you need $15,000. Let me write a check. Hallelujah. That's where I want to be on. I don't know what you want to be on, praise God.
Yes,
but I want to be a blessing to somebody else. Hallelujah. And I'm tired of holding God back. Hallelujah,
yes,
praise
Lord.
God. I got God in handcuffs talking about God, give me some money. I'm going to give you some money and you got my hands tied, Elder. Lord have mercy. Let me stop. Hallelujah. Get your seed in the ground. Praise God, hallelujah. And God gonna bless you. Praise God. And we will be back,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
On tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Y'all want to come back tomorrow night again? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
You got, look,
Brother,
you
I,
got
I,
season I, tickets to this thing. Hallelujah. You better come on. You got season tickets. You better come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, woman of God.
Glory to God.
Brother, I want to share something with you. Last week I was in the grocery store, and the lady was in the line, and she had all the food there, so she told the lady she didn't want the meat because she couldn't afford it, and I was standing there, Lord, they paid for her food, so I told the lady, ring it up, I got it, and the lady said, no, you don't have to do it, I said, I have to do it, so the Lord told me to do it. And I thank God for my time. I got a lot of money. I didn't have enough. This agent paid for my whole growth. And it was like $190. And I just thank God for being obedient. Because through that, I got a check in the mail for doing that for that lady. My God.
God,
hallelujah.
It was $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100, $100
to what God told her to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. See, what obedience is better than sacrifice. She wouldn't even know she was sacrificing a text if she wouldn't have been obedient. Hallelujah. Praise God. And somebody might say, well, the text was on the way anyway, wasn't it? How do you know? Hallelujah. Praise God.
That's right.
We dealing with a supernatural God. Hallelujah. Look at God. She don't even work there no more, and she got a sick. Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
You tell me God's not moving in each and every person in this ministry. Hallelujah. Watch this. If you ain't got your testimony, you're going to have it soon. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you ain't got it yet, you're going to get it soon.
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise God. It's on the way.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's on the way. Once you obey God, God, hallelujah, praise God. What happened in the Bible when Jesus was somewhere? It says straightway. Hallelujah. And it came to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It didn't take long. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. God moves just like that. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, man. We thank God for that word. We thank God for the move of God. We thank God for God's blessing. God blesses the giver. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah, man of God. Hallelujah. It's back in your hands at this time. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you, man of God. Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. As you were speaking, Elder, the Lord said to tell you that that word came to bring peace concerning your situation.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because by his stripes, you were healed. And I hear the Lord say, don't worry about a thing, because he got you. The doctors ain't got you. God said, I got you.
Hallelujah.
And God is there, some supernatural in you, inwardly and outwardly. God will so cool, yada bada. Hey, he gonna get the glory out of this thing. Hallelujah. Shout out to the Boku, yada bada. And then it is here, Lord said, it came to continue to walk in the healing that he has all over you. All around you ain't nothing but peace.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, and the best is yet to come.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Because you said in your spirit, you said, Lord, I believe your report.
Yes.
Over the doctor's report. Lord, I believe your report, because your report says I am healed by Sunday.
Yes.
And God said, that's why the healing came. Because you believe this report, Hadorobo. You're going to live and not die, Hadorobo. You're going to live a long time, Okuyaraba, Sando.
Glory.
And that's what I hear the Lord saying.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace. Hallelujah. Peace.
Peace.
Yes, Lord. Peace. 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 Yes.
Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
For every situation, for everybody that's online right now, God says that his peace, hallelujah, is over your situation.
Yeah.
And the thing that was trying to make noise, God says he's brought a peace to it now.
And he
said it got to be still. Why? Because you spoke the peace over it. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So we give God praise tonight.
Yes, hallelujah.
And I hear the Lord saying to say one more thing to everybody tonight.
Yes.
God says, I'm going to give seed to the sower.
Amen.
So you can begin to expect God to deliver more seed. Come on, here, somebody.
Yes.
That means the seed you already sown, God says, get ready for more seed.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Because he's going to give you more seed to sow with. Come on here, somebody. That's why the devil mad, you got more seed coming. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Tell the Lord right now, say, Lord, I thank you for the seed money. Lord, I thank you for the seed money. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
And then he said he give bread to the eater. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
So Lord said, you ain't gonna be able to even miss what you eat, because I'm gonna give you more bread. And the Bible says that he give us daily bread, not yesterday bread. How many know that God got bread for every day? Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Every day, God gonna give us fresh bread. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Say, Lord, I thank you for my daily bread. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for my daily bread. Come on. So, God, that's what we need every day. God said, don't worry, I got you. Hey, Oboko, Taraba Sunday, hallelujah.
Isara.
So how many know that we can't starve if God delivered to us daily bread? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why he said, don't worry about tomorrow, because every day is already covered in tomorrow. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
He already sees tomorrow bread, glory to God. Don't worry about tomorrow, because the bread going to come on time. Woo! Stay Holy Ghost. The bread is going to be on time, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody give God one more shout of praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Charlie, got to get your seed in the ground, because your harvest is right behind your seed. And God has cut the time in half. So the time you think it's going to take, it's not going to take that. Why? Because you're sowing it to anointed ground. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fertilize.
Then I thank y'all for praying for me. Keep praying for me.
Let me tell you
two reasons why you should pray for your leader.
Now,
three reasons. Three reasons. The first reason you should pray for your leader is because God has put the next level in his loins. And the word that God deposits is going to take you to where you need to go.
Amen.
So you pray, God, protect my leader. Lord, show him, Lord. God, hallelujah. Lord, I rebuke anything that the devil would try to mess with him with, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, God. Keep him straight, Lord. Keep him living holy, God. Keep him in your presence, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Keep my name in his mouth, God. Before you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then the next reason why is because the Lord entrusts the offering in his hand. So, Lord, thank you, Lord God. Because the ground is saturated with the anointing. That's why you're going to see instantaneous miracles. Because when the ground is right, all the seed got to do is touch it. Don't you know in Africa they don't even throw the seed in the ground and it produces. They don't have to dig. They just throw it on the ground because the ground is ripped. That's what the Holy Ghost just said just now. The ground is already ripped. They just put the seed on the soil and it come up.
What are you saying?
Apostle, the Holy Ghost said, I put you in a place because the ground is so rich. All you got to do is put your seed on it, and it's going to produce harvest. Glory to God. Somebody shout about Sando. Glory to God. And the third reason why is because your leader pray for you and intercede for you and beat back devils for you and pray God's hedge of protection over you. Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Yes, Lord. There's a song by Vanessa Armstrong called Peace. I feel that song right now. Glory to God. Is there any more comments before I close out? If not, Father, we thank you and we praise you, God, for what our spiritual eyes have seen, what our spiritual ears have heard. Thank you, Lord, for what our spiritual heart understands. We thank you, God, for the word that you've spoken to us tonight concerning your peace. We thank you, that you specifically told us, don't speak to the storm, speak to the peace. Because it's the peace that's going to obey you. Hey! Thank you for giving us peace in our situation. Peace in our condition. Peace with our children. Peace with our finances. Thank you for your shalom peace. And we give you the glory. You the honor. And you the praise. Father, we ask you to continue to keep us covered. Lord God, not only let us be a hearer, but a doer of your holy word. And we thank you. And Yahshua, how much you thank you. We pray. Amen. What I say unto one.
And one.
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch.
Watch.
And pray.
And live holy.
Every day.
Tell somebody right quick and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it.
And nothing you can do about it.
Okay. I want to give God a shout. Hallelujah!
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. I'm going to look for the other thing you just said, pal. Amen. But I'm going to play this. You know my name. What was the name of the person who sang it? Vanessa Armstrong. Vanessa Armstrong, and it's called Peace Be Still. Okay, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, Peace Be Still.
I'm going to try to get that one on right after this one. This is called You Know My Name, and I'm going to try to find that Peace Be Still.
Okay, man of God.
You are the last party in the conference.
How he walks with me. Lord, lead us not into your knees and
pray for me.
We want to be greater. We want to be stronger. But help us, please.
Pray for me.
The only way I can make it through the day.
Pray for me.
I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. This is for that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
A man standing on the corner. He has no home. He has no food. And his blue sky is gone. Can you hear him crying out?
A man, a girl, searching for.
Oh,
my brother.
Here's my shoulder. You can lean on me.
Hallelujah.
Hannah, I really ain't mean to make your wait for long.
I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pray. I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pin it all down in my notebook. Just a lot of verses, me learning how not to curse was like learning to write and curse. She's still flirting with me even though we up in church, and I'm fighting to memorize all these verses up in the Word. You would've never seen it come. A couple months ago I'm getting high with my cousin, and fast forward now around campus I am buzzing. Not really, but it felt like that. It felt like rap was just another passion. Never thought I'd be at the Grammys talking about my fashion. You don't believe in God, but how did you explain what happened? I promise we ain't planning. Now Christians unashamed from Zambia to Manhattan. Still looking for the pattern, come on. What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is that you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey, it all started with me. What's up? What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. Yeah, most of the things I thought I'd never do, I did those. And I ain't nothing but a man standing up on his tiptoes. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, but I ain't him. I'm what happens when hip-hop bless all the saints in. I wouldn't call it gospel music, but I'm Christian, no. And it's what happened when a Christian flow. Now it's funny, cause I don't really got a home. And this industry say you leave him alone unless he become a clone. Had me singing the same old songs, no power in them. But I'm too hard to understand, I'm an algorithm. And evidently it's evidence I'm a resident of somewhere that you know that you ought to be, but you never been. So try to get used to me, cause I'ma settle in. Reminding you to settle your heavenly settlement. A sight for sore eyes or an eyesore, it don't matter, I own a label. And guess what, I'ma sign more.
Church close too.
The canon, the canon, the canon.
This is for somebody. Do your head like this. Watch this.
Remember that?
Remember.
talking about us. Just keep on.
Keep on.
What does it do?
Looking up.
It's what I love. It's right. Listen, I shouldn't be here today.
I shouldn't be here today. And when I look back on my mistakes, it hadn't been for your grace. I don't know where I'd be, where I'd go. Who can love me like you do? And who can hold me when I'm gone?
What's this mean?
Chief, you keep on.
Yes, sir.
Looking out.
Come on, come on. Wave your hand and listen.
You keep on
looking out for me.
Looking out for me.
I need a witness up in here. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out for me.
Time out the time. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep looking out for me,
Jesus.
Looking out for me.
Willie Neal Johnson. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? If I can get a witness, baby, yeah.
You keep on.
Oh.
Looking out for me.
Do you love the Lord?
You keep on.
I can't hear y'all.
Forget, I want you to remember this, that I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary, so you think I'm being extraordinary,
that's what they
but
think,
but I'm just being ordinary, I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
Nah, or extra lyrical, you just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it,
in Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. Listen, God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. I'd rather D.O.D. because he got my back. When Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear me.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but think. But I'm just being ordinary,
I'm just ordinary.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
Don't hear. I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
lead me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in, oh, trust in you, Lord. I will put my
everyone gets to deal with it. But when you use a family number, I want to make sure you